Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is M.J. Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
And this is the first program that M.J. is doing since coming back from a little bit of surgery.
Yes, I did. I had my thyroid out.
And there was a lot of concern that thyroid happens to be located. I'm not anything on medicine or physiology or anything, but close to vocal cords. And there was a little issue about be really careful when you're in there, Doc.
But as you can see, I can't yell, and Jim got a big kick out of that. but I can talk just fine. So thank you for all the prayers.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, I want to remind people they either have gotten or will be getting a letter from Catholic Radio soon. It's basically kind of a solicitation letter, quite honestly, that this time of the year, summertime, a lot of people go on vacation and the kids are out of school and just everything's a little different than it is the other 9 months out of the year. And a lot of times, not only for us, but for a lot of charitable organizations, things kind of slow down.
They do.
And so once each summer, we do ask people to just think about Catholic Radio, take out the checkbook and do what you can to help us, because you know, we want to stay here year round. We don't want to be here, you know, during the school year and that sort of thing and take off the summer. That's not how radio works. So if you can help us out there a little bit and you get a letter, please respond to it. If you don't get a letter, you can go directly to our website, catholicradioindy.org. Or if you don't have access to a computer, you can just call us here at the station. We'll be happy to let you know how you can help. Our number is 317-870-8400.
And you know, we have the dinner coming up, September 12th. And if you've, I know Barb has sent out a few email blasts reminding our listeners, but coming with the dinner is also the silent auction. And that's kind of a, for me, it's one of the fun, besides the speaker, of course, it's really a fun time because, you know, as Jim, you've mentioned several times, it's kind of a little mini reunion and you can share an adult beverage, walk around the room, look at the silent auction stuff.
Oh, 200 to 300 people, closer to 300 people probably there, and none of them are strangers.
No. And really, they weren't strangers after the first year. You know, it might be one of the only times that you see these people, unless you come to the Maximilian dinner or the golf outing. Or, but it is, it's such a wonderful feeling and such a wonderful evening.
And if you're wondering, gee, what does MJ look like or what does Jim look like? We're the tall, handsome couple there. In fact, some people from time to time see MJ and I and think, oh, you're, no, we're not.
No, we're not.
We are married, but not to each other. Not to each other. But come on and meet the Catholic Radio staff, and our board of directors will be there as well, or at least some of them will be. And I'd love to meet you and talk to you. That is September 12th. Northside Knights of Columbus will be telling you all about that and getting an invitation out to you very shortly.
And you know, I wonder if our guest will be there this year, because he was just telling me about some place he was going to go in September. So he might not. Oh dear. Our guest today on Faith in Action, actually we're doing Spotlight on Underwriting, is Brian Weiss, and he is Marian Financial Partners. I mean, that's what you are. You are that.
That's who I am.
Yes, you are.
And Brian, you might explain, being most of our listeners, or a lot of our listeners, are in the Indianapolis area in Marion County, if they were looking for you in the phone directory, if people still do that anymore, they might be looking under Marion for Marion. That's not the way you spell your name.
No, it's Marian.
And you do that because?
Because we have a devotion to Our Lady.
Oh.
So when we formed our company and our name, we thought, how can we give honor to Our Lady? Because she helped bring me to her son. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, well, that's pretty obvious. It's a Marian-centered family, so let's put her name in our business name. So that's where we came up with it.
And it's worked out really well for you. You've been in business for a long time now.
We've been in business a long time. We've been tremendously blessed. And other than the underwriting that we do here over the last 7-8 years, it's pretty much exclusively here. Mm-hmm. Everything's word of mouth.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
So that's been our success, claim to success, is just trusting in our Lord and our Lady and letting the chips fall where they may. And we have been abundantly blessed year after year. We've grown every year. Mm-hmm. And that's just amazing.
Are you a convert?
Yes.
You know what? I don't know if I knew that.
I'm a convert from 1986. I converted it.
That's 31 years ago.
Yeah, I came into the church in Easter of 86.
Did and you
I
know got, that, Jeff?
I got married.
I knew the.
I got married in October of 86. So,
no,
yeah.
Wait a second. So that was right before you got married. Mm-hmm. Was that a stipulation of your beloved?
No. It was my choice. She led me to the church. Oh. Yeah, it was all my wife. I mean, just her silent witness and her devotion to the church and, you know, just going to Mass once a week. That showed me how to behave and what I should be doing. And I'm like, well, I got more out of going to Mass than I ever did at my other church.
Oh, my goodness.
Which I didn't attend very often.
Yeah.
And so it's like, yeah, okay. So that was the first step.
Oh, my goodness.
It was totally my choice to convert.
Oh, my word. Learn something new every day.
And it really has made our lives so much richer.
Oh, sure.
For the fact that we share the same faith and have grown together in our faith and our family, of course, versus being two separate.
Oh, yeah.
A moment ago, you kind of made it sound like, you know, we just started and it's been successful ever since, and it just kind of happened that way. But, I don't know, maybe, 7 or 8 years ago now, maybe something like that, you had a little bit of change in plans and started a little different philosophy, I guess you'd say, for investing. That has really kind of helped things along in a very positive direction.
Yes, we actually started in 2006 a company called Marion Financial Services.
Right before the world fell apart.
Right. And we had an in-house portfolio manager, which was fine. He did okay. But when 2008 came, that's when it separates a lot of things and a lot of things come to the surface. And what that showed me is, of course, being responsible for all of our clients is we failed to have a plan in place for the inevitable that would happen, you know, the down markets. What Jim's referring to in 2010, it was like August of 2009, I was introduced to a different portfolio manager. And then they had a more academic-based, an engineered portfolio that kind of took away a lot of emotions that really is the demise of most successful investing. And when I saw this approach, I looked at this. I said, this is absolutely what our investors need. And so as a fiduciary, I have to do what's in our investors' best interest. And so the only option I had to do or had was to make the difficult choice of getting rid of the other guy and going with this new path. In doing so, he was a friend. I basically told him what we were doing. I sold him my old company and name for $1 and moved all of our investors to the new company that is Marion Financial Partners. And we started that in 2010 with the new philosophy and new portfolio manager, and it has been fantastic.
You know, listeners, if you're just now tuning in, we have something a little bit different on Faith in Action today. It's Spotlight on Underwriting, and we have Brian Weiss with us today from Marion Financial Partners. He's actually a board member here at Catholic Radio and been, an underwriter since way back when, since right after your association with Catholic Radio, as a matter of fact.
If not before, yeah.
Yeah, if not before. You know, you mentioned the word fiduciary, and I know that I hear things like financial advisor, wealth management, fiduciary, and I honestly don't know the difference between the three, but people who use the word fiduciary say it like, well, you know, we have a fiduciary responsibility, or I'm a fiduciary, and I think, okay, so explain that to us.
And I'll put it in simple terms.
Okay, good. Good.
A fiduciary is held to a standard that says that person that is acting as a fiduciary must have the other person's best interest in everything they do. And you have to be able to prove it. So if I say, MJ, I believe this would be the right way to go with this particular investment, or you should not invest in gold. That's when everybody wants to invest in gold.
Sure.
So if I say, MJ, it's not in your best interest to invest in gold, and this is why, blah, 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 I have to be able to support that.
But why would you choose to be a fiduciary over a wealth or over a financial advisor or market? Or what? I mean, why would you choose that? Why would you?
Well, a lot of it's
or to identify yourself as that.
It's in alignment with my personal ethics and my morals.
Okay.
That's what I would do anyways.
Right.
Okay. The difference is, I'm not putting everybody in the same category, but a lot of investment professionals up to this point are getting a commission.
Oh, right, right.
And
sure. Yeah.
They sometimes can put the firm's best interest before the client. So if there's two investments there, one may be offering a big commission to the person selling it, and it may not be that much of a benefit to the investor. But there could be one that offers a less commission to the person selling it and a better benefit to the investor. And if you're held to a commission non-fiduciary standard, then it's okay to sell that product that
sure.
helps them better.
Well, how would someone going into this with eyes wide open know whether you're a fiduciary or not?
Well, the first thing is you have to ask and then ask them to prove it. Just say, okay, how are you going to assure me that you have my best interest?
And then they might say, mm-hmm. I'm okay.
Well, I only get a fee for whatever I do. I get no commissions ever, you know, because I'm going to get a flat fee for no matter what I recommend to you. So I have no incentive under the table, you know, dealings with the brokers or anything like that.
Okay, so we just have a couple minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
How do we pick? I mean, there's so many choices out there. I know that Marion Financial Partners is a little bit different because the way you handle your portfolios. So two things in 2 minutes.
I would say,
how are you different and how do we pick the best for us?
First of all, word of mouth is huge. A lot of people are very skeptical about talking about their investments, and I'm not saying you have to talk. But if you have good experience with somebody that truly is a fiduciary and doing what's in your best interest, you should get the word out. You should be a champion for that individual and make sure that your friends know, because guess what? Your friends most likely aren't investing that way.
Right.
And the other thing is, Google that person. You may not know who you're dealing with, or you might be getting ready to sit down with. Case in point, there's a gentleman that advertises on a Southside radio station on a regular basis, and you Google his name and you'll see that he's been convicted of 3 felonies.
Oh dear.
It's that easy. I didn't have to pay any special search. It's a PDF. The state of Indiana has posted that on the web.
Oh my goodness.
That's not a person that you want to take lightly. You want to make sure that the people are handling your money are who they say they are, because this person puts himself up as a very special ethical person. And when you look at it under the hood, so to speak, there's some not so pretty things mm-hmm. there.
Okay. We've had a relationship. You've had a relationship with Catholic Radio for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Why Catholic Radio, Brian?
Because of the people that are behind it. Okay. I can underwrite with a check, which I'm not able to do what you folks do here. But that check is worthless without people like MJ, without Jim, the Typen family, your wife helps, all the volunteers and workers here. This station is special, and it's a very effective, efficient way for me to evangelize in a way that I never could in any other way. So that's why Kathy and I and our family support this station so fully, is because it is an efficient way for us to evangelize and get God's word out.
And Brian, quickly, we need just a little contact information. Somebody listening saying, hey, I might want to talk to that guy. Where do they call? How do they get in touch with you?
Phone number is 317-888-9465. Or you can reach us, go online at www.marianfinancial.com.
And, you know, one little quick P.S., your wife and children.
Mm-hmm.
How long you been married, and where are the kids going to school?
My wife and I are going on 31 years in October.
Oh, God bless you.
She's a saint. and Haley and Allison are both going to Franciscan University in Steubenville.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yes,
oh, God bless
blessed.
You. God
we're blessed.
Bless you,
thank
Brian
you.
Weiss, Marion Financial Partners, for being our guest, Spotlight on Underwriting.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Catholic Radio Indy.
There's lives being touched every single day by it.
Welcome once again to Faith in Action. I'm Kent Blanford. In studio with me, MJ Crowder.
Kent Blanford.
Yep, me again.
Again. Listeners have thought, where the heck is Jim? Kent's been here forever. Jim is alive and he's okay.
Yeah.
He's fine.
He took one day off.
He took one day off, and but it happened to be the day that I scheduled all of these shows.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've done, I think we're up on four or five working on.
In a row.
And, you know, that's a couple of weeks worth, so it sounds like Jim's been gone forever, but no, he missed one day, and that's all it took.
Middle of September, I think September 13th, as a matter of fact, is our annual Catholic Radio Dinner. And listeners, if you have a small business, be creative. Or if you can cook. We've had a couple priests step forward and say, hey, I'd be willing to cook for 6 or 8 people. Put me on the chopping block, if you will. Put me up for auction. So if you have something like that, that is hugely successful. Or if you own a house or a timeshare in Cancun or Bermuda or the Gulf Coast of Florida and you're willing to donate it to Catholic Radio, those are really big items, and they are well contested during the auction time at our dinner. So if you have something like that, give us a call, 317-870-8400. We'd love to chat with you.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a big, big item like that. It can be, you know, a small little basket of, say, movie time. Some good DVDs and some popcorn and, you know, some you know, milk duds, the kind of things you need to get through a movie.
Jujubes.
You know, little things like that. Those are the kinds of things that, get fought over.
They do.
For the silent auction. So by all means, anything that you can do to help us out would be greatly appreciated. 317-870-8400. Give us a call. Patty would be more than happy to talk to you about making that donation.
Our guest today on Faith in Action, David Bangs. And David has been with us many, 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 many times. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're talking about the Rachel's Vineyard Retreat that's coming up. Now, right. where do you fit in this process? I mean, how do you fit into Rachel's Vineyard? Are you the
chief spokesman
for the Indiana coordinator?
No, not necessarily. I'm actually the retreat leader for the Lafayette Diocese.
Okay.
And I'm also on the Indianapolis team. As a facilitator on the Indianapolis team.
Okay. Now, what's interesting is, and I always get this after you're our guest, always, a week or two doesn't go by that someone doesn't say, you had a guy talking about a pro-life issue or an abortion. They called it the last time I said, you had someone talking about a guy talking about an abortion retreat. What's that about?
Right.
And you're kind of unusual in that regard.
I am. You know my good friend Eric Slaughter, who's also on the Indianapolis team.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
Really, the two of us are about the only two in the area that I know of that are as heavily involved in pro-life work.
Okay,
in the post-abortion aspect of things. Anyway,
well, tell us what Rachel's Vineyard is all about. What's the retreat all about? Because you said post-abortion, and
right?
We talk about pro-life, and of course, there's preventative and there's sidewalk counseling and the women's clinic. But Rachel's Vineyard is yet a little different,
right? Rachel's Vineyard is a healing retreat for both men and women. Although we very rarely have men attend. In fact, there haven't been any men since I've been involved with it in the retreats that I've been involved in, but it is open to men and women who have abortions in their past. It's also open to people that have participated in an abortion in some way. You know, the girlfriend that takes her friend to the abortion clinic and just regrets it so deeply, and mom and dad that insist their daughter have an abortion, things like that. So it's open to anybody that's been suffering because of an abortion in their past.
Now, this I thought about this, and this comes up from time to time, but where does the name come from? How does that fit in?
It actually comes from Scripture. It's from the Old Testament, the book of Jeremiah. There's a passage that says, in Ramah is heard the sound of sobbing and bitter weeping. Rachel mourns for her children. She refuses to be consoled, for her children are no more. So she's lamenting the loss of her children, as these men and women are when they attend our retreat.
Okay, so tell us a little bit, because you have been on both sides of the retreat, I guess. You've been the recipient and behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. So what kind of person, you said, you know, all aspects, someone who maybe has been through an abortion, someone who has maybe been the driver, or maybe someone who insisted, or the boyfriend or the parent.
Right.
But for the person who goes to the retreat, what does it look like? What does the weekend look like, and what might they expect to get out of it?
It starts on a Friday evening. We start with dinner, start with dinner and some, you know, some social time. And then we get into what we call living scriptures. And it's basically some exercises that we work through that work through scriptures in the Bible, or that use scriptures in the Bible as our basis and our guide to lead them through the healing process. So there's, just to give you an example, there's the woman at the well where Jesus says, I know your past, basically, and I do not judge you, but go and sin no more, that type of thing. So, you know, we lead them through these scriptures, and in the process of working through all of these things, they come to receive some form of healing and let go of some of that bitter regret.
So it sounds to me like there is a complete absence of judgment here.
Absolutely.
So this is a complete open arm, come as you are.
Yes.
And receive
very much
the
so.
Healing that you need to move forward.
Very much so. Those of us on the team are all post-abortive ourselves, with the exception of a priest and a therapist. And there are therapists that do this that are also post-abortive, but the rest of the team members have all been through this ourselves. We've all suffered that anguish and that deep regret, and our lives going off the rails because of the decision that we made sometimes 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago even. We had a woman not long ago that had been 50 years since her abortion.
Sure. You know, I always think of Debbie Miller, Healing Hidden Hurts. You know, it's kind of all intertwined.
Right.
She often says that some people don't know why their life goes
exactly.
off the rails.
Yeah.
And they're wondering why they're spinning out of control, and through a process of elimination often bring it back to a decision they made when
yeah.
they were
and that 18, was very and, yeah. that was very much the case for me. In fact, I suffered from depression and anger, and you know, things, life was just not good. And
sure.
And it never occurred to me that it was because of this abortion decision that had been made so many years ago. You know, I think a lot of times, society tells us that abortion is normal and it's good and it's healing and it's good for women and things like that. And so we start looking at all these issues that we're having in our lives that can't be the abortion, because abortion's good.
Sure.
You know, so
right.
it takes quite a while to process that and finally arrive at the conclusion that is, in fact, what
right.
started the process.
You know, if you're just now tuning in, listeners, David Bangs is talking to us about the Rachel's Vineyard retreat that is coming up. And you said something interesting, because it is kind of like a peeling away of an onion,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it does take some work to figure that out. And we are not told. I mean, you see it on the news. We see it in all the marches that have taken place, and the equal rights,
right.
and the productive. I mean, the name has changed so many times, from productive rights, you know, pro-choice, to productive rights, to women's rights. I mean, it keeps changing
yeah.
as our verbiage changes, you know, so that
right.
we're trying to spin the most positive way on, you know, eliminating. But, you know, you think about it, even if you watch a National Geographic show, how fiercely babies are protected in the wild, how fiercely
mm-hmm.
these mother bears or monkeys or tigers protect their young, you know, these teeny little
right.
And we have a little nest down on the front of our yard. For Mother's Day, I got the most beautiful flowering basket, and I hung it on our front porch. And I went out to water it about a week after I got it. I'd been watering it every day, and about a week after, I saw this bird fly out of the flowering basket. So I couldn't water it anymore. But It has now. I have two little baby birds in there, teeny little. But to watch it and to hold my grandkid, my grandson up, it emits these, they cannot protect themselves. I mean, they can't take care of themselves. The eggs, they need a mother, a ferocious mother's love, right. You know. And I think more than that, the person who has swallowed the bill of goods and thought, you know, this abortion is going to ease the tension and the stress in my life, and it'll be one less thing to worry about. Yep. And they buy into that, and they're hit with a double whammy. It's not that way.
Right.
And
right.
Sometimes it takes years to figure it out.
Yeah. The interesting thing is that it used to be that this was a very long-term type of a process. And I've seen recently where it's become more acute. People are starting to figure this out a little bit sooner. And I think that's because of all the, if you go onto YouTube and to blogs and all kinds of things, there's all this information about, I had an abortion and I'm just fine, everything's great. And there's, of course, the regret side of things as well. But I think people are looking at some of these blogs and convincing themselves that everything's going to be okay. And when they go through it, they realize that it's not okay pretty quickly, because
sure.
they don't feel the way that this other person told them they were going to feel afterwards.
Right, right. And of course, you can never know that until after.
Exactly.
Until after the
exactly.
deed is done. So when is this coming up? What is the cost? Where is it? How do we sign up? What's the deal?
It's July 28th to 30th in the Indianapolis area. We don't disclose the exact location out of confidentiality concerns. And that's the phone calls, everything involved in this is strictly confidential, so that the attendees don't need to worry that anybody's going to ever know that they went.
Sure.
They can contact us through the Rachel's Vineyard website. It's rachelsvineyard.org. Our retreat is posted on there as Central Indiana. It's July 28th to 30th. It starts on Friday evening at 5 o'clock check-in, and we usually finish up by about 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
Okay. If I'm on the fence about going or not, what do you say?
Call us and let's talk about it, and we'll help you out. And there's information, there's videos on the Rachel's Vineyard website, people that have been through it and testified to the good and the healing that has come from it.
Amen. God bless you, David Bangs.
Thank
Rachel
you,
Vineyard Retreat. Think about it. Pray about it. And then think about it again. God bless you.
God bless you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the programming tab and select podcasts.